This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The organizer, a big hit at the Festival de Libertés. Perhaps the most interesting question I've gotten at a screening of the organizer in a long time came from Professor Philippe Van Parijs of the University of Louvain in Belgium, a noted scholar long recognized over many decades as an expert and advocate of universal basic income. He asked a several-part question, as many did, but the second half was the unique part of his inquiry. After watching the movie and living along with the audience, the ups and downs and ups of Acorn and the victories and defeats I'd experienced, he wanted to know how I managed to weather the storm and seem so relaxed and happy as I stood to answer questions after the showing. My answer was my usual. My perspective on the work and life is a struggle to be met every day and a battle to resist, persist, and sometimes prevail. Perhaps in fairness, he might have observed what should have been obvious to the audience. It was not hard to be relaxed and happy. There was a full house for this first ever showing of the film, with French captions on the biggest screen I felt I'd ever seen, partially perhaps as I had ended up after a TV interview sitting on the second row on the aisle, feeling like the whole film was sitting in my lap. The host had been prepping Adrien Rowe of Acorn's affiliate, the Alliance Citoyenne, and me about the details since shortly afternoon, 6 hours before, so it was great to finally have this part over and hear the repeated and appreciative roar of applause from the audience. Somewhere in the heat of the experience was also just the wonder and adventure itself, and my feeling of pure luck at getting to be part of it all. Not knowing what to expect from moment to moment, being open and ready to accept the experience, enjoying it, even learn from it, is part of the key. The Festival de Libertés was not your usual film festival. It was a multimedia kind of event that focused on empowerment and social change. I did not realize it until the afternoon, but the debate listed on the program was not another word for question and answer period, but after the screening and the Q&A, it was actually a back and forth about the value and impact of community organizing. How great is that? No matter what rocks might be thrown, the fact that the film and the story of Acorn's experience had triggered a discussion already proved that community organization was steel-plated. Opinions had to be registered and weighed. Organizing and building organizations, unions, and social movements was serious business and had to be considered soberly as a subject of inquiry and engagement. Debate? What debate? From the opening bell, we'd already won any possible argument, leaving the rest to naysayers and backbenchers. More than 100 people had saddled back up for this second session, and unbelievably to me, they hung in until after 10 p.m., way past the point of common sense and good judgment. I was tired and hungry, but I couldn't have had more fun or been more honored to have been able to participate in such a great event. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.